This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Endocrine disrupting chemicals detected in breast milk and infant urine through 6 months. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Endocrine disrupting chemicals that interfere with hormonal functions have been detected in breast milk and infant urine from birth through 6 months of age, according to research presented at ENDO 2026, the Endocrine Society's annual meeting in Chicago. The findings raise new questions about early life exposure to chemicals that can alter normal hormone activity during critical developmental periods. Key takeaways: endocrine disrupting chemicals were detected in both breast milk samples and infant urine from birth to 6 months. The study was presented at ENDO 2026, the Endocrine Society's annual meeting in Chicago. Findings highlight potential early life exposure to hormone disrupting substances during critical developmental windows. Study at a glance: 6 months, maximum age at which endocrine disrupting chemicals were detected in infant urine. Early life exposure timeline: endocrine disrupting chemicals detected from birth through infancy. Birth first detection, 6 months. Latest detection, 2 sources, breast milk and urine. Source: ENDO 2026 Conference. Georgian Medical Journal News. Detection across critical developmental period. The research demonstrates that infants are exposed to endocrine disrupting chemicals through multiple pathways during their earliest months of life. According to the study presented at the Endocrine Society meeting, these hormone-interfering substances were found consistently in both breast milk samples and infant urine throughout the 6-month study period. Endocrine-disrupting chemicals are synthetic or natural substances that can interfere with the body's hormone systems, potentially affecting development, reproduction, and other physiological processes. The detection of these chemicals in both feeding sources and infant biological samples suggests ongoing exposure during a period when hormonal systems are rapidly developing. For more research on emerging health findings, the Georgian Medical Journal News provides regular updates on scientific developments. Implications for infant development. The presence of endocrine-disrupting chemicals during the first 6 months of life coincides with critical windows of hormonal and neurological development in infants. According to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, exposure to hormone-disrupting substances during early development can have lasting effects on health outcomes. The dual detection in breast milk and infant urine indicates that these chemicals are not only present in the feeding source, but are also being processed by the infant's developing systems. This finding adds to growing concerns about environmental chemical exposure during vulnerable developmental periods. The research contributes to the broader understanding of early life chemical exposures documented in clinical research updates. Research context and next steps. The study's presentation at ENDO 2026 adds to an expanding body of research examining environmental chemical exposures in early life. The CDC's National Biomonitoring Program has documented widespread exposure to various endocrine-disrupting chemicals in the general population, but data specifically focused on the earliest months of life remains limited. While the conference presentation format means detailed methodology and sample sizes were not fully disclosed, the findings align with previous research documenting the presence of environmental chemicals in breast milk and early childhood. The World Health Organization has identified endocrine disruption as an emerging health concern requiring further investigation. Continued research into early life chemical exposures is documented in data-driven health analyses. Endocrine disrupting chemicals were detected in both breast milk and infant urine from birth through 6 months of age. Research presented at ENDO 2026, Endocrine Society Annual Meeting. What this means for patients: parents should discuss environmental exposures with healthcare providers while continuing recommended breastfeeding practices. For clinicians, consider counseling families about reducing exposure to known sources of endocrine disrupting chemicals when possible. For policymakers, Findings support continued research funding and potential regulatory evaluation of chemical safety standards for infant population. Frequently asked questions: should mothers stop breastfeeding based on these findings? No. The health benefits of breastfeeding continue to outweigh potential chemical exposure risks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and World Health Organization maintain strong recommendations for breastfeeding. What are common sources of endocrine-disrupting chemicals? Common sources include certain plastics, pesticides, cosmetics, and household products. Reducing exposure involves choosing products with fewer synthetic chemicals when possible. Are these chemicals harmful to infant development? The long-term health effects of early life exposure to these specific chemicals are still being studied. The detection alone does not indicate harm, but warrants continued research and precautionary approaches. These findings underscore the need for continued research into environmental chemical exposures during critical developmental windows. As scientific understanding of endocrine disruption evolves, the data will inform both clinical guidance and public health policy approaches to protecting infant health. Future studies examining dose-response relationships and long-term developmental outcomes will be essential for translating these detection findings into actionable health recommendations. Source: endocrine-disrupting chemicals found in breast milk and infant urine up to age 6 months.